Hi, this is Bonnie Goldman, and I'm here with Dr. Robin Isaacs, who's the Executive Director of Infectious Disease and HIV Vaccine Clinical Research at Merck Labs. And I'm interested in a study that was just presented. It was the first treatment-naive patient study of the integrase inhibitor MK-01518, and it had some surprising data that Dr. Isaacs is going to talk about. Dr. Isaacs?
Thank you, Bonnie. It's a pleasure to be here. So MK-0518 is Merck's novel integrase inhibitor, which is in clinical development at this point. And the data that we presented in poster form at ICAC on Wednesday relates to changes in serum lipids for treatment-naive patients, patients who have not previously been treated for HIV infection after 24 weeks of therapy. We had previously shown at the Toronto AIDS meeting the efficacy data out through 24 weeks for treatment-naive patients and had shown that the treatment at 24 weeks in terms of the proportion of patients less than 400 copies per mil and less than 50 copies per mil looked very similar to what you see with the gold standard, which is efavirenz in combination regimens. And so this data refers to the serum lipids from those patients out through 24 weeks. And basically, what the data shows is that MK-0518 at the four different doses that were studied, 100 milligrams, 200 milligrams, 400 milligrams, and 600 milligrams, twice a day, and in each case in combination with lamivudine and tenofovir, did not materially affect serum lipids at week 24. So the serum cholesterol, the serum LDL cholesterol, the serum triglycerides were essentially unchanged after 24 weeks of therapy. Now, in contrast, efavirenz plus tenofovir plus lamivudine, which was the control group, showed that with efavirenz, there was an increase in serum cholesterol and triglycerides over that same period of time. So this is interim data from 24 weeks. We clearly need to follow it out longer. But I think it's particularly interesting to see that at least at this stage, there is no evidence that integrase inhibitors adversely impact serum lipids in patients with HIV infection.
Do you think it's for the class as a whole, or is it just this one?
I don't think you can really ever say for the class as a whole just based on a single integrase inhibitor. This is the first integrase inhibitor which has gone into a late-stage clinical development, and I think we can only specifically speak to results of MK-0518 at this time.
Okay. Could you tell me a little about the study as a whole, the whole background to the study, how many patients, et cetera?
So this was a study in treatment-naive patients. There were five treatment groups. As I had mentioned previously, four of the patient groups received different doses of MK-0518, and the fifth treatment group received efavirenz, and everybody also received tenofovir plus lamivudine. And there was approximately 200 patients enrolled in the study as a whole, with approximately 40 patients in each of the five treatment groups. Mm-hmm. The patients had to not have received prior therapy, and at baseline had to have evidence of viral replication, so their viral load had to be greater than 5,000 copies per mil, and their baseline CD4 cell counts were greater than 100 cells per microliter.
And where was the study recruited? Was it a nationwide study?
It was a study that was done both in the United States and outside of the United States and included patients from Asia and South America in addition to the United States.
What was the breakdown in terms of male, female?
The patients were predominantly male and were in their mid to late 30s.
Mm-hmm. This is an ongoing study, so this is just interim data.
Correct. This is an ongoing study. The data that we showed at Toronto in terms of efficacy and yesterday in terms of the lipids relates to all patients in the study at 24 weeks. We continue to follow these patients to gain long-term information both on the tolerability of MK-0518, the efficacy of MK-0518, and the lipids, of course.
Could you talk a little bit about the efficacy of it?
So the efficacy which was presented at Toronto showed that at 24 weeks, over 85% of patients in each of the 518 groups and in the efavirenz group had viral loads that were less than 50 copies per mil, which some people refer to as undetectable. In addition, there was a very interesting observation in that the patients who were receiving the MK-0518, the investigational integrase inhibitor, actually achieved less than 50 copies per mil earlier than the patients in the efavirenz group. And at 4 weeks and 8 weeks of treatment, there was actually statistical superiority. But by the time you got to week 24, the efavirenz group had caught up. We are also going to be showing data at the ICAC meeting, following up on data that we showed at the retrovirus meeting in Denver on our treatment experienced phase two study. And so we will be showing data at a late-breaking oral session related to 24 weeks therapy on all patients in that study. And that's a study where everybody entering the study had to have failed prior therapy, had to have genotypic and or phenotypic evidence of resistance to at least one drug in each of the three oral classes of drugs. So these could be referred to as triple class resistant patients. Highly treatment experienced, on average 8 to 10 years of prior therapy, and very the majority of patients also had a history of AIDS. So a highly treatment experienced group, very difficult to treat. And this was a study in which patients were randomized to receive one of three different doses of MK0518, either 200, 400, or 600 milligrams twice a day, or placebo. And in addition to that, based on the resistance profile of their HIV, they were given an optimized background therapy as well. So it's really a study of MK0518 plus optimized background therapy versus optimized background therapy. And we've been very excited about this data because this is a group of patients that are very hard to treat, desperately need new therapies. And in the data that will be shown on Friday at the meeting, we have shown that approximately 70% of the patients in the three different MK0518 groups have less than 400 copies per mil of HIV at 24 weeks, compared to around 16%, I believe it is, in the control group that just got optimized background therapy. And I think of really particular interest is if you break out of that group, the patients who had no active drug in their optimized background therapy, so it was really just receiving MK0518 or placebo, none of those patients in the placebo group actually had less than 400 copies per mil at 24 weeks, whereas approximately 60 to 65% of the patients in the MK0518 groups had less than 400 copies per mil. So you can see this is a very exciting observation. Now, clearly, it's only 24-week data. We need to continue to follow for durability. But we have been very impressed with the efficacy that's been demonstrated. The MK0518 has been generally well tolerated. And we hope this will be a significant advance for treatment of HIV patients.
What are some of the adverse effects in the treatment experience group?
So these were double-blind randomized studies. So what we can do is we can compare the adverse experience profile that we saw in the 518 patients, those patients with the investigational integrase inhibitor, to those who were just getting placebo plus optimized background therapy. And the drug was well tolerated. The incidence of adverse experiences in the 518 groups looked very similar to the group that were getting placebo but plus optimized background therapy. And there was no dose-related toxicities, and very few laboratory abnormalities were seen in any of the patients. So overall, it was very well tolerated.
Uh-huh. Were there different adverse effects seen in the treatment-naive patients or similar?
In the treatment-naive study, the data that was shown at the Toronto meeting, once again, the adverse experience profile of the 518 groups showed that it was generally well-tolerated. And the AE profile was as good as the AE profile of the efavirenz groups, of the efavirenz group, which is regarded as essentially, I think, the gold standard of care for patients, for treatment-naive patients. There were less neurological events in the patients, adverse experiences in the patients in the MK0518 group than the efavirenz group. And it's well known that there are the so-called CNS syndrome that some people on efavirenz get when they start the drug, that seems to abate or get less significant after they take the drug for a short period of time. So in that regard, the MK0518 didn't have those similar issues as to the efavirenz.
But can you be specific about any particular adverse effects that we're seeing?
Yes, so I can, with regards to the treatment experience study, for example, the commonest adverse experiences, and remember these were similar across both the 518 and the placebo groups, were diarrhea, nausea, fatigue, headache, and itching. And they occurred in a relatively small number of people, and not there was virtually no discontinuations for adverse experiences in the clinical study. So once again, all speaking to generally the general well-toleratedness of the drug.
How can you relate this for clinicians who are looking at this drug compared to, let's say, tipranovir, you know, in terms of efficacy?
So I think that's a very hard question to answer, because this is an investigational agent. We only have 24-week data in the phase two studies. We have initiated the phase three program, and it's ongoing. As we indicated earlier this year at the time of announcing the first treatment experience results at the retrovirus meeting. And we hope to have enough data to file with the FDA for review in 2007. We have not allowed tipranovir or the other new agent, darunavir or prazosin, into the phase two studies that we're talking about now. We have allowed subsequently in the phase three program both of those drugs to be used, and we don't have that data yet to be able to talk about.
Mm-hmm. I see. Okay, and so I understand that there's an expanded access. Is it just in the United States or also internationally where patients can get this drug? Could you tell me a little bit about the program and what are the requirements?
So there is an expanded access program. It's going to be a worldwide expanded access program. It has initiated in the United States. And we are diligently going through the process of trying to get it fired up in other countries of the world. It's designed to provide people who are in desperate need of new therapies access to that therapy before the drug is approved in those countries. Bearing in mind that MK0518 is still an investigational agency and hasn't been reviewed yet for approval by a regulatory agency. And so basically we're looking for people who have documented resistance to at least triple class resistance to at least one member of each of the classes of oral antiretroviral agents, so that there is a chance that when they get MK0518, they can build a regimen where they have at least another active drug. The remainder of the criteria are actually not terribly strict in terms of laboratory abnormalities. There are some criteria related to some laboratory criteria, but essentially, we're trying to make it as well available as we can for those people who desperately need it.
And this is programs, there's no cost to the patient.
Merck is providing the drug for free in the program.
Uh-huh. And what kind of paperwork does a physician have to fill out?
There is some paperwork. This is essentially a clinical study because the drug is still investigational. We have tried to keep the paperwork to a minimum. We know that one of the main detractions from people wanting to get into expanded access programs is the paperwork, but there is still some paperwork in order to register for the study and also the need to collect certain adverse experience information about the drug.
What is there a phone number somebody should call, or do you have to know that by heart?
I'm sorry, I don't happen to know it by heart, but there is a website that people can go to, www.earmrk.com. In which you can find information about the study, print off an application, and there is also other contact information there. So that's www.earmrk.com.
Okay. Okay. Well, thank you, Dr. Isaacs, for your time. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.